Pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie,
Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
Yes, good morning, guys. Welcome to Wednesday.
Good morning.
Yeah, good.
Jade, I'm having deja vu, doll.
Why?
I'm looking at you from across the desk, and I'm seeing the exact same outfit that I've seen all week.
Yeah.
Third day wearing this, the cardigan and the leopard print scarf.
Days in a row.
Cardigan and a leopard.
You know what? You make me out to be a grub, but I'm not. Okay, just saying, I take my clothes off. I wear them for about 4 hours in the morning, and then I go home and I take them off.
So you're up to a total.
Stroll around naked at home, and then you get back in them.
Yeah.
You go to the shop, back in them.
They're not dirty.
Are you wearing the same undies as well?
No, I do change them twice a day.
Socks?
No socks. I've been wearing slip-ons.
Yeah. Oh, they're the golden, like,
loafers.
Emir of Dubai slippers. they're very cool. A little chain, you know, the little chain at the front.
I like it when you like what I wear. But you know what? You and Jackson today are both wearing shorts. What's with that?
Well, I never wear shorts. I really couldn't be bothered
you
looking for jeans this morning. Yeah, Jackson always wears shorts.
Jackson wears
always
what?
Got the shorts on.
It's just bizarre. And Jackson's back. Hi, Jackson.
Yeah. Hi. Sorry, I sound really nasally. I've just gotten the sneezes all of a sudden. I had to run out of that studio. But yeah, I always wear shorts, and they're getting shorter as the days go on.
Yeah,
as it gets colder. Someone commented on that the other day.
I'm so okay with you rocking hot pants down the track.
Oh, really?
Well, Jackson's got good legs.
You do.
Oh, thank you.
You're a very leggy man. I like it.
I like my legs. I always take photos of my legs.
Oh, do you really? Weird.
Yeah, because I think that they're my best asset.
Little folder in your photos.
Lots
legs.
Of them on Instagram.
Oh, but just pointing something out.
Yeah.
This morning I was on the loo getting ready for work, and I could hear this howling, and it was the wind. The August winds have kicked in a little bit early.
The August winds. It's May.
Yeah, I know.
What are the August winds? I've never heard of them.
It's a thing.
Is
so
it?
In a fairy tale?
Well, in Broadmeadow, it gets very, very windy down in that suburb.
In
and
August.
The August winds have hit early.
It wasn't windy in Wickham, which is only 4 to 5 minutes away from you, Jade. So
well, it was howling.
You must have been dreaming, girl.
It's hit. Winter's here.
Lads versus Lass is up next.
Yes, if you would like to win a family pass to Event Cinemas at Kitara, 13 1009. Give us a call because you got to go see Mortal Kombat, FYI. It's amazing. And you can do it by playing Lads vs. Lasses.
Lads are still leading 33 to the Lasses 31 gold stars. So if you want to play one guy, one girl, 13 1009.
Let's
do it after.
Let's do it, girls. Let's give them a thrashing.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses. Thank you.
That's right. This is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. The lads are currently on 33. The lasses on 31 gold stars. And you can walk away not just with the win for your sex, but a family pass to Event Cinemas at Kitara.
We still need a lass today.
Come
if
on,
you're
girls.
A lass, represent your team. 13 1009.
We've got to slap these boys down.
A lad first, Kruber.
Yeah, that's right. It's Harry. He's 18 years of age from Nord's Wharf. And his drink of choice is a cold VB. Now, normally you'd think VB's a bit old school, but you're a young bloke who loves it, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Nothing wrong with VB.
You know what, Harry? I recently had a VB after years, almost a decade of thinking, no, I'm not drinking this piss in beer form, but I had like a nice cold schooner of VB a few weeks ago. It was beautiful.
Yeah, that's right.
Goes down all right.
And well, cheap.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it is on the cheaper side now because all these craft beers, they charge heaps for them.
True that.
All right, let's get into your questions. Number one, the company, is it Burley?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is most famous for making what? And a multiple choice here, all right? Is it A, bras and undies, B, fish food, or C, shampoo and conditioner?
I'm just going to guess C.
No good. It's bras and undies.
I'm lucky.
You should know that, Harry. What are you doing, mate?
Good.
Are you taking many bras off?
You're not looking at the brand, Jake. What a waste of time. All right, question number two. What was the title of Alicia Keys' first single?
God,
not multiple choice.
No.
Oh.
No, it's not.
Oh, I got no idea.
Yeah, neat. I wouldn't have got that either. It's fallen. All right. Yeah.
I don't think he's going to get this last one either.
Well, we'll see. Fine.
Young bloke, 18.
This is a guessing one, so maybe. What year did Charles and Diana get married?
Multiple choice?
Yeah, let's give him a multiple choice.
No, not multiple choice. Just tell him, mate, it's in the 80s.
Okay,
pick a year in the 80s.
Oh, 83.
No.
81. You were close, though.
Look, hang on the line, because people, you could still go to a coin toss, technically.
Yeah, it does happen.
So hang on there. Hang on.
So now we're going to...
Our lass, Sue from Corlette. She's a team manager. Her biggest fear is spiders after an incident in her car after picking up free plants. Hey, Sue.
Hi.
Are you one of those women on Gumtree like Jade that, like, you know, wait for the alerts to pop up and then you run
you
over
jump
to the
in
house?
Your car?
No, not that bad. I just got lucky.
Yeah. Free plants are good. Hey,
it's so true, Sue, though. When you go and get free plants from people's places, you don't know what their pests are, I guess...
Exterminations
like. So I ended up with a couple of snails in my car and was seeing the, you know, the snail traces where they leave their little silky path?
The snail trail.
Yeah, the snail trail. I was thinking, what's all this? And then I found the dead shells in my car and I felt terrible.
Poor snail. Oh my God. Hey, all right. You need one question answered correctly to walk away with the win, Sue. Let's do it. Question one for you. Vortex 98. Is a type of petrol made by which brand?
Oh, so brand you mean by fuel station?
Yes.
BP?
No, Caltex. Question number two. If you have a battery for your tools which has 5AH written on it, what does the AH stand for?
Oh, shit.
Shit is not an answer.
Incorrect.
Amp hours.
All right, you need this one right to walk away with the win, or we're going to a coin toss for the tiebreaker. Here we go. Question three. The Sandman van is a car created by which company?
Holden?
Yes!
You win!
Sue, you're amazing.
Sorry, Harry.
You did it.
You come through on the end. Congratulations.
Well done, guys.
Event Cinema's Family Pass coming your way. Up next, guys, RuPaul. Have you heard of that show, RuPaul's Drag Race?
You know what, to be honest, I haven't heard of it. The only reason I have, I know what you're talking about, is because I've seen the billboards around in Sydney when I've gone down there in the last couple of weeks.
So basically, it's like America's Next Top Model, but for drag queens. RuPaul, who is like the head judge of the show, is like the Tyra Banks character. So it's such a great show, very bitchy, very funny. They've brought it down under. RuPaul's Down Under, streaming now on Stan, guys. And a local Newcastle drag artist, JoJo Zaho, features on the show. She was the first kicked off, which, you know, is disappointing, but she made it.
Horrible,
the show's streaming internationally.
It's a big opportunity, like, in terms of, like, the career.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to chat to JoJo on the show next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, of course, RuPaul's Down Under is streaming now on Stan. It's such a great show. I've been obsessed with it for years. Now, basically, if you've never seen it before, please get involved. It's actually a friggin' amazing show. It's basically America's Next Top Model, but for drag queens. I love it. It's so good. Joining us now is one of the queens from the show, JoJo Zaho, kicked off the show first from Newcastle. So, local girl, and we're going to chat to her right now. Hey, JoJo.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Hey, going well. Welcome home. Now, you first kicked off the show. That sucks, but what a great experience. Like, what was it like meeting RuPaul and being a part of the whole thing?
Oh, absolutely a great experience. It was just one of those surreal feelings. I genuinely felt like I was watching the entire thing through a VR headset. I don't think reality really kicked in until... the lights changed to red when it was time to lip sync.
Yeah, right.
Now, you're from Newcastle, and this is what sucks about Newey, right? And there used to be a lot of gay venues here. Actually none here now. So are you going to Sydney to perform most of the time, or are you finding, like, spots around here that, you know, I guess diversifying and finding a space for you to perform in?
So there's a few spots. Like Five Stories host bingos that Timbalina does, and I often fill in for her and do bingos there, but there really aren't that many places. I do find myself that I perform in Sydney and Melbourne more than I do Newcastle.
Yeah, yeah, right. Obviously, you would have such an amazing wardrobe. Walk us through your favorite outfit, because I think you pull off a redhead really well.
Oh, I do love some red hair. I'm not going to lie. So red is probably my favorite color to wear. I can't currently wear them at the moment because they were used for looks on Drag Race.
Yeah,
so I've kind of got to wait until those episodes come out until I can wear them.
Oh, really? So there's like a...
Yeah, so
things get
in,
sort of like...
There's red hair somewhere.
It's like a, what do you call it? Like a non-disclosure or something. You got to wait till the episode's air before you can reveal the look.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know, I think I've got a lot of favourite looks. I think probably my favourite one is... it took me about 3 months to make. Mm-hmm. It was a Indigenous flag... colors inspired costume, but it's all feathers, so it's very Rio de Janeiro Carnival.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
That one I had to learn how to solder.
Hey, question for you, JoJo. Obviously the judges, I'm glad they brought the whole production down here. It's great. Snog, marry, avoid. Let's do this. RuPaul, ooh. Michelle Visage, and Reese Nicholson.
So I would probably have to marry Ru because she's at the bank. To get the money.
Loaded.
I'd make out with Michelle. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. See you, Reese. See you, mate.
Yeah. Take that off the bucket list. Yeah. Sorry, Reese. I love you, but.
I love it.
It's an avoid.
Well, JoJo, it's been a pleasure. Good luck with everything. And of course, RuPaul's Down Under, streaming now on Stan at 105.3 New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Fan.
Oh my god.
This is awesome.
Time to turn them up.
Just awesome fun.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
I wouldn't miss them, man.
Turn them up in the car.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
Get them on the radio now.
This is The Novos.
The microphones are on.
I wrote this story yesterday, guys, and I wanted to run it by you and just throw it out there on 13 10 09. Should a vegan cafe have kicked out a family because they served their child a ham sandwich? So basically, cafe worker, family comes in, sits down, cafe worker goes over, and the parents order their vegan meals, and they say, can we please have a plate for our child? And they've thought, yeah, okay, no worries. Like people, generally parents, no. Well, parents normally bring in their own food for their kids because they are fussy. They bring Vegemite sandwiches and whatever. So the waitress brings their food over, brings the spare plate, and realizes that the parents have actually pulled out a Tupperware container for the kid, which they're eating a ham sandwich. So the waitress has actually said to them, you need to put that ham sandwich away or leave.
And after then, they paid for their meals.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And it's caused a big stir online at the moment. People are saying, well, no, that's fair. They're at a vegan restaurant. And then a lot of people are saying, well, no, I work in hospitality. You can't expect a four-year-old child to be eating a vegan food like they need to eat meat. It's nutrition.
A proper kid, it's like less about the beliefs, more about, hey, you just kicked out paying customers. I think it's totally fine to give your kid a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
If you go to the Kent, in terms of pubs in Newcastle, they do a really good vegan menu, and they successfully operate that alongside the regular menu. So they seem to be able to serve both. Why can't just regular places, vegan cafes, serve, you know, allow both foods?
Exactly.
It's based on beliefs, not reality.
I agree with you on that. That's where I was sitting on this.
Okay, I hear what you guys are saying. I'm gonna go on the other side of this because it's their business. If they don't want to allow people to be slinging meat around in their cafe, then that's fine. You can't bring meat into a vegan cafe. If that's the rules, that's the rules. Get out.
Nah, see, I disagree with that. You know, we've been catering for vegans at normal cafes for years.
Yeah,
it's about time vegan cafes cater for non-vegans.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It's not. But anyway, on 13 10 09, should the vegan cafe have kicked out the poor family and the four-year-old boy because they wanted to serve him a little ham sandwich.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I mean, we'd love to hear from the vegans and non-vegans of the world. Cafes kicked out a family for feeding their child a ham sandwich at the cafe, which they brought themselves. I think, you know what, how dare they? Crevo, yeah. You're like, nah.
It's their business. They can kick out who they want. Now, I've looked up the refusing service guidelines on business.gov.au because I thought, you know what, I should at least come with some facts to this.
Mm.
Now, you can't kick people out for the following reasons, okay. Right? Age, sexual orientation, gender identity and intersex status, race or disability. It covers none of those. So, as a result, they are allowed to kick them out.
That's just a joke, though. It's, you know what? Is it the hypocrisy of it all? Like non-vegan cafes always have something on there for vegans and vegetarians. For years, okay? So why can't a vegan cafe cater...
It is very one-sided. You can't deny that.
To a child who parents brought them a ham sandwich to eat.
If they want to have a vegan-only business, that's their right.
No, I think it's just no meat in here. It's
You're
disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful.
Hey, Yasmin, do you think it's disgraceful?
To be honest, they have the right to kick them out. And vegans are vegans for a reason.
They don't
like meat. They don't like animal products. And then they brought a produce that wasn't from the cafe. They're losing money.
Yasmin.
If you're in a vegan place, you should have brought stuff for your kids. They are vegan friendly and child friendly.
Are you a vegan, Yasmin?
No, I'm not. But I used to work at a cafe and people thought they could bring food. We
have
money if they bring food. You're eating at us for a reason.
Yeah, but they're a little child, a four-year-old who's eating. They've brought a little ham sandwich because they don't want to order a giant chicken nuggets and chips meal at a cafe.
Well, they should have chosen not to bring their kid if they didn't want to cater for
it. A bit of common sense. Thanks, Yasmin.
Terrible.
No,
thanks, Yasmin.
Thanks for bringing that to the show. I appreciate it.
Rebecca is a vegan. Let's get her perspective. Hey, Rebecca, how are you?
Hello, I'm really good, thank you.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Very good. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think the cafe is being a little bit, you know, pedantic maybe?
100%.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm vegan, and my grandson's not vegan, and he can eat whatever the hell he wants. I'm going to take him wherever I want and feed him whatever I want.
Yeah, you feed him on, like, at home or something. Don't, like, bring out a big old chunk of ham and start swinging that around.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, I'm not going to make his choices for him.
I think that's fair, but if a child, you would know, being a grandparent, mum and everything, that when a child's under the age of 5 or maybe even 6, kids can be fussy. If all they like to eat is a ham sandwich or a little Vegemite sandwich, a cafe should, I think, you know, turn a blind eye to an innocent child and a couple of mouthfuls that they're going to eat.
That's exactly right. And I'll give you an example of the other day. We went out and there was absolutely nothing for me to eat, so I had to bring something to a different cafe. So there was nothing for me.
Yeah. I have no problems with that. I think more people should be... You know what? That's the problem with the world, isn't it? We're not accepting...
You can't have one rule for one person and not for the others. That's all I'm saying.
I think that everyone should just be more open.
I think so, too.
I agree.
Let's end on that. Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate it. See, Jade, has Rebecca changed your mind on vegans? She's very understanding. There's a vegan on your side for once.
I know. My problem is with the vegan protesters who, like, go out there and release cows from paddocks,
Jade,
and let them all roam on the road to protest. When
you know
that's
what?
Creating an issue.
You know what your issue is?
Peaceful protesters, I'm fine with that.
Do you know what your issue is here?
What?
And this annoys
me. I've got no problem with vegans.
This actually.
We're on the same side.
No, not anymore. This annoys me about you, Jade.
Yeah.
And I'm being honest.
Yeah.
You see one news story and you base your entire belief system around that one news story that you've seen. That was one story, Jade, that happened like 6 months ago, and now. You're saying all vegans are bad.
No, that's not what I'm saying. You're putting those words in my mouth. I said it's the extremist protesters.
Just looking, don't base your beliefs off just one news story.
God, you're close. You listen with your ears closed sometimes.
I don't think I do.
I didn't say all vegans. I said it's the extremist protesters.
Guys, what's the gosses up next?
Oh, yeah, cool.
What's coming up, Jackson?
Demi Lovato, she's at it again. She's got a new venture and it might shock you. It's out of this world. Also, too, Matt Damon, he's reacted live on TV. GMA put him on the spot to J-Lo and Ben Affleck being back together, allegedly.
Yes! So exciting. Yeah.
He
juicy.
He did it from a pub here in Australia as well.
Oh, good. I love Matt. Time. I want to meet him.
Yeah?
Yeah, Matt Damon.
Hook it up.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
And Jackson is here to tell us everything happening celebrity-wise. What have we got going on today?
All right, so let's start with Matt Damon because he's in Australia and he was on GMA over in the States yesterday. And he was asked to weigh in on the whole J-Lo Ben Affleck situation because they've been spotted back together. Now, he did this interview from a pub. God love them. They left the pub open for him because it's the only place in the town that gets Wi-Fi.
Aww.
So he was sitting there having a beer and you can tell that he was uncomfortable. He was put on the spot.
Did the news make it to Australia? How did you even know that Bennifer was a thing again?
Possibly.
Maybe.
Heard you guys. I was sitting here waiting to come on TV. It's the first thing this first time I heard about it.
And what did you think?
I didn't. There's not enough liquor in the world for you to get me to say something about that. I love them both. I hope it's true. That would be awesome.
Oh, okay, good. So all right.
We were just saying the same thing.
Oh no, my gosh.
No, he just
hung
up on us.
He was out. He was like, no, I'm not having this.
Look at people losing their minds over this.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Well, they were the biggest couple ever back in, 2004, early 2000s, when they started dating. And like I said yesterday, they were the first couple that got the nickname, Bennifer. It started the precedence for, whatever was it. What's another celebrity nickname that they go around saying?
I can't think of any now.
Yeah, there's heaps. Like, they always get the labels.
They combine
the two names.
Yesterday when we heard this news, I was like, you know what? I actually thought maybe they're just in love and maybe they're just a really cute couple with a great connection. But then I remembered a few things. I thought, look, J-Lo sold out at President Biden's inauguration and she inserted her own song into an American classic. I thought maybe J-Lo's using this as an opportunity to get more press.
Well,
and I'm telling you, don't put it past us.
Nah, I wouldn't.
Interesting that you say this because there is this big rumor going around that it is a big PR stunt, but it's to give Ben Affleck a bit of a better profile now that the whole Raya situation happened. So do you remember this?
Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
They're saying J-Lo's actually reached out to him to be like, hey, let's get you back on America's good side. So, hey, possibly.
I hope so.
No, happened.
She's in it for herself.
Yeah, she's like, what a step down to Ben Affleck from A-Rod.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
It's not even walking down the stairs. It's actually being pushed. Anyway, moving on to Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
Because you might remember when she had a problem with the frozen yogurt store because they were selling gluten-free products to help people with food intolerances. And then she went on Instagram Live for 20 minutes.
Trolled them, right?
And she said this. Now, this is the epitome of white girl privilege.
To be totally transparent, I left that yogurt store and didn't get the yogurt that I wanted. And then I had a hard time the rest of the weekend.
Does it get any better than that? Yes, it does. She's hosting a new UFO TV show. So she's literally going out into the wilderness to find alien life. This comes after the Pentagon released those details about the unidentified flying object videos being absolutely correct.
Oh, how good. This is awesome. That's something I will watch.
What is she doing?
No.
That's a bad career.
No, I love this. Not. I think it's so great because I was showing you guys this morning over our very own city. My father took a photo of a couple of questionable, dodgy, blurry lights.
Yeah, this is over at Williamtown,
yeah. But there's things out there and I can't wait for Demi Lovato and her terrible Lego lady haircut to go and find them.
Yeah, no, I'm so on board.
I'm with Maddie. I think bad career move.
She's already a Lindsay Lohan. Let's just face it. No, real
she's
talk.
She's not that level.
Yeah, she is. She's sunk.
She hasn't opened up a bar in Ibiza, guys. Like, she's not there yet.
It'll happen.
Oh, good stuff. Thank you, Jackson. Do you know what? Funny you said, lots of UFO sightings lately in the news. I don't know what it is.
There's a show on Nine Life, I think it is, in a couple of days' time.
A big hit.
And I'm so excited to watch it. It's about UFOs and conspiracy theories. I made Google put the alert on my phone.
They're coming.
You know what? Let us know if you've actually seen any around our region lately. Like, just let us know. Call Jackson 13109. We should make, like, a little map.
Yeah, of sightings in our area. If you've seen one, let us know and we'll just start pinpointing. Well, it's got to start somewhere. Someone's got to start logging in.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, my God.
This is awesome.
Time to turn them up.
Just awesome fun.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
I wouldn't miss them, man.
Turn them up in the car.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
Get them on the radio now.
This is... The
Novos. The microphones are on.
Guys, up next, one of our absolute favourite things we do on this show, which is all Beat the Meat.
Yes. It's been a while since we've beat the meat on this show.
Two weeks.
Two weeks at least. Wow. Yeah, it's a long time.
Sausages.
Between giving away sausages.
I always pronounce it wrong. It's the famous dish. I think it's devil sausages.
How do you pronounce that wrong?
I don't know. Did I get it right? I normally call it something different.
You call it Deville sausages.
Yeah. Never heard that.
No, but devil sausages are great in winter. It's a great dish. Bangers and mash.
There's heaps of options.
It's getting colder.
I mean, we can go through all the different sausage-based dishes, guys, but let's not. If you want to play Beat the Meat 13109, we need one player. All you've got to do is yell stop before the sausages explode.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage. You can tell it's good food when you've got this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
It's Newcastle's premium competition of any kind. One of the best we've ever had. And it's all thanks to Singo's Butcheries. They have the prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. Basically, you can win a big old pile of sausages. All you have to do is stop before they all explode everywhere.
Yeah, it's that easy. And we're going to Ash from Largs this morning, who's a firefighter. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I've never spoken to a female fighter.
A firefighter.
It's cool. What an honour. How'd you get into that?
I've been in the job for 13 years or so now. Yeah, I don't know. I started off as a retained firey, which is like a part-time, and then I got into permanent. So
yeah, good on you. Representing the girls, yeah.
It's funny how people have different perceptions of, you know, like women in certain industries. Mm. Like, are there a lot of women in the fire brigade industry, I guess, Mel?
Yes, there is now. There's a few more than when I started.
Yeah, right.
I work in the emergency call centre in Newcastle at the moment, and we've got a beautiful group of girls in there. There's about four of us on the same shift.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Awesome.
All right, well, let's win you some sausages for the team. Let's do it. You know how this works, right? Remember, yell stop before the sausages explode. Let's do it. One sausage. Five sausages. Six sausages. 11 sausages. 14 sausages. 22 sausages. 23 sausages.
Stop!
Oh, yeah.
Yay! Well done.
Are you a one-off, Ash?
That's quite incredible. So close.
Good job. Enjoy that. All thanks to Singo's. Beat the Meat back next week, guys, and of course Big Brother, massive this year. It's a great show. I'm obsessed. Last night on the show, Mel, one of the big players, was blindsided, kicked off the show. She's going to join us next right here at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Big Brother has been going off this year. Massive show last night. Melissa was kicked off. It continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 7.
Think you know my game? Think again.
Melissa, good morning.
G'day, guys.
How are you? Oh, Mel, I can't believe you've been kicked off the show. Where do you think it all went wrong? Do you think it was sort of the breaking up of the little trio of you, Nick, and Danny?
I think it was just going downhill once we lost Mitch. Yeah. Our alliance was just going to be annihilated. So it was a matter of time of who was going to get picked off when.
Is it hard being in the house and creating those alliances? Like, the tension surely must be up there when you're all sort of going from one room to the other, talking to each other, trying to take other people down. Like, describe that feeling.
Oh, it's so intense. You literally are strategizing every moment of that house. You might be like having fun in a challenge, but you're all looking around who's talking to who, you know, who's encouraging who, who's not talking to who, and trying to figure out like where you fit. And oh, it's always
too stressful. I couldn't do it.
It was.
Hey, Mel.
You're exhausted.
Mel, who do you think was the most like genuine person in there? Like, on reflection, obviously you're seeing a lot of it play back on TV now, and you're seeing things that you wouldn't have seen in the house. Like, has anyone surprised you and you've thought, oh wow, that, like, they're completely different to what I thought they were?
Oh, look, everyone was completely genuine except Ari.
I know.
He's really come
crazy.
Out to be a mastermind. Yeah. I had no idea. No idea.
Sort of along those lines, watching it all back now, what else has surprised you, or what things did you miss?
Oh, well, you know, I was actually really surprised myself how strong I was in the challenges. Like, that shocked me. I thought for sure I'd be really struggling.
Yeah.
But I think it's just, yeah, having kids and being a mum and being from out in the country, I think your mind is really, really strong. And, I had that over some of the really competitive athletes. Mm. So, what did I miss? My children.
And were they excited to see you? And, like, what did they say to you when you first saw them when you got reunited with them?
Oh, gosh, they cried. They were very young, only 2, 3, and 4, so they actually had no idea what was going on, and I couldn't call for anything. So they thought I'd disappeared and I didn't love them anymore.
Oh,
it was
no.
So devastating.
How horrible, the poor little darlings.
Hey, Mel, who do you think is going to walk away with the win this year? Because I don't think I've ever, and I'm a huge Big Brother fan, across the entire series, I don't think I've ever seen a more, like, competitive mindset type of game being played. Like, who do you think's got this in the bag?
You know what? I actually think Tilly has this in the bag, because it's like the stress just goes over her head. And we're all so intense in there, and we're all taking, like, you know, it's really exhausting, but she's just floating through there because she's just so carefree and happy, and, yeah, she's a real challenge beast too, so they got to watch out.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, well, there's good job, Mel. You were great to watch on the show. Sad to see you go, but enjoy and good luck with everything. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mel.
Bye.
Oh, she's a sweetheart.
She's
a chick from the country, just, you know,
just
giving
having
it
a go.
The alliance she, like, put herself in, though, it just fell apart, and she did the dirty on one of them.
It was a bit weak, so, yeah, what do you do?
Hey, guys, coming up very soon, we're checking in with Maddie in the newsroom, plus birthday lotto worth $500 today. But
Celebrity
right now,
Beds.
Celebrity Beds is coming up.
Next.
We'll play it a bit later, Jade.
Okay, we're not going to play it now.
We'll play it a bit later.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, my God. Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo. I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
Guys, bit of a dilemma in my world at the moment.
Mine isn't there, Jane.
No, honestly, my big congratulations to my brother-in-law and his fiance, because they've just bought themselves a townhouse. Up in Queensland.
Very
and
cool.
Yeah, they're very excited to move in, but there's something I need to tell them, and I don't know if I should or not, because my father-in-law has secretly been going to the viewings of the property.
That particular property?
Yeah, because he found out they were interested in it. And
so
I
he's
think
like moving
he wants
in with them.
To move in. So
that's a bit much, really, isn't it? Weird.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know what I should do.
That poor couple.
I know.
They think they're going to get, oh, we're getting our own place.
Our life together starts now.
And you, you know.
No. I've got news for them. So I don't know. I'll delve into a little bit more.
Can
but
we call them and tell them?
Oh, I guess it's a possibility.
Get the number up. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, this is too good.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, another family issue for you. Let's debunk it right now.
Yeah, bit of a dilemma. Ben and I have been talking amongst ourselves because we don't know what to do. My brother-in-law and his fiance have just purchased this gorgeous little townhouse up in Queensland. We're thrilled for them because they've finally done it. My father-in-law, Ben's dad, has been living with them for at least the last, 5 to 7 years. And they moved out, and Clint and Chantel ended up going and living at her parents' place to save money for a deposit so they could try and get a place a bit quicker. So poor Ben's dad, he's gone into the share house, which he's enjoying. But then,
he's a man, you know, an adult man going into a youth situation.
Yeah, but it's like a share house for people over 50. Like, so, but he enjoys it. He's so learned
like a boarding,
to love it.
Like a boarding house.
Yeah, it's like a boarding, but like all the rooms have their own like pin locks so no one can get in. They just share the common areas.
Okay.
And yeah, it's just like a group of, I think they're all men, actually.
Living the bachelor life.
Living the bachelor life in this share house for over 50s. But he found out the property that they were looking at purchasing. So he's been secretly going to all the properties that they were interested in buying at to, like, open house inspections.
So, like, because often with properties, I'm looking at, trying to look at properties at the moment. Often they've got multiple viewings, right? Because they're trying to get as many people through as possible.
Yeah. So basically what he's doing is sussing out his room.
Exactly. But he hasn't been telling them.
So he goes, oh, when are you going to look at it? They're like, oh, Wednesday. He's like, I'm going on the Thursday viewing.
We're calling your brother-in-law right now. His name's Clint, yeah?
Yeah, Clint. So in the end, they've managed to find a place and Ben's dad's been talking to myself and Ben about the plans he has for it. He's like, oh, I could do a really nice outdoor shower out there. But they have no idea. So I've given Maddie two numbers for Clint because I've got two on my phone. I don't know which is his one he's using.
Are you going to try the first one?
This is awkward. I don't know how he's going to go talking on the radio. He's not going to be happy.
Hello, Clint speaking.
Hey, Clinton, it's Jade.
Hey, Jade, how are you?
Yeah, good, man. You're live on the air at the moment.
Okay.
So Ben and I have been having a little bit of a dilemma, right? And we weren't sure if we should tell you and Chantel, but I was like, you know what? Let's just, like, rip the Band-Aid off because a lot of listeners want to know what the answer, okay? And it's basically... Okay. Congratulations, firstly, because I know you and Chantel got
your first home together.
I'm really nervous here. I'm really nervous.
Okay, so basically... Basically, Clint, Jade's just been telling us the story of how your dad has secretly been going to the inspection, sussing out the rooms of like your potential new
houses. He's going to the inspections that you're not at, knowing you're not there.
Yeah, and...
Yeah, that's okay. I'd expect that of him.
So. And Ben and I have been like, should we tell Clint? And we didn't know what we should do. And I was talking to the guys about it on the show, and they're like, you got to call him.
You were carrying on like you were about to tell Clint that you were in love with him.
I was scared. Yeah.
I was about to say, it could get a bit weird.
Well, we, you know, I've...
You took that way better than I would have.
Yeah, because the guys were thinking that it's something that, you know, you're crossing a line. But I was like, no, it's Jimmy.
Yeah,
no,
that's all good. That's Jimmy, what he does. He's already got some pretty mad renovations in plan.
Has he told you about the outdoor shower?
Yeah, the outdoor shower, even though we don't live near a swimmable beach, so I guess it'd be handy to wash the mud off from the mud flat.
That's it's more like for him to shower in when he moves into the granny flat he's building you don't know about.
Is he moving in?
If he wants to pay for all the renovations, he can go nuts.
Happy days. That's what you want. Thank
you. Oh, good. Sigh of relief. All right. I love you. I'll chat to you later.
See you later, man.
Not as awkward as I expected.
I'm expecting, like, screaming and, like, how dare you get me on the air, Jade? Like,
I was really nervous.
He's very cool. We could have him on again.
Birthday lotto up next. We're 500 today, Kruger.
Yeah, that's right. $500 up for grabs. Spinning the wheel now. Round and round it goes. It has come up as... July.
Oh, July babies.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is...
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's...
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, easy way to win $500. Just be born. We don't make you, like, answer a quiz or something. It's none of that sort of stuff. You can just win it in money and it's not ours, so I hope you win it.
All right, let's go to our caller today. Her name is Janelle. She's a teacher's aide. Married for 34 years with one daughter, working with kindergartners makes her feel old and is allegedly related to the royal family. Wow. Janelle, Your Majesty, hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, no need to curtsy.
Oh, Janelle.
I forgot my dress.
So, how are you related?
Well, I haven't officially checked it, but through my dad's grandmother, somehow all those generations back, Richard the Lionheart's supposed to be our 23rd great grandfather.
Wow, that's cool.
You know what, Janelle?
It is cool.
There's been this has been in the news a lot in the last week. There's a man living in Brisbane that claims he's the love child between Charles and Camilla. So
I know.
Who knows? We might have our own royal family here. It's just quite incredible.
Do you believe that?
I'm slowly trying to verify it.
Oh, good on you. That's really cool. Do you believe the Charles and Camilla love child story? Because it's a bit of a scandal.
I don't know. I did read it, and I can't see a similar... Like, I don't think
he looks like him at all.
Yeah, so, but, you know...
Let's see if we can get some coins for your coffers.
Okay. Oh.
All right. Here we go.
It's popped out. Jade.
All right. I hope, Janelle, you're born on the 20th of July.
Oh, no. 10 days later, the 30th.
You know what, Janelle? You're still a winner because you're royalty.
Yes.
So,
yeah, that's right.
Congratulations on that. Birthday lotto back before 9 o'clock. $500 up for grabs. Guys, our news time with Maddie. I'm next at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Kids World, Playland, Green Hills. Fun, food, play. Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. Be New FM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Hi, I'm Madison and I'm in Year 5. I'd like to give a shout out to my family, friends, teachers and all staff at Amstown Public School. A cloudy day ahead with a chance of showers most likely in the afternoon. We are expecting the top temperatures of 23 degrees in the city and 24 degrees inland. Cloudy with a chance of showers most likely in the morning on Thursday. A partly cloudy on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Jill for the drive home. And Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
Oh, good job, Madison, aged 11, Adamstown Public from class 4-5-T, out of Maitland. Great job.
Real Woo! Talent. Yeah,
so good.
Sure.
Good job, amazing. Madison. And shout out to Adamstown Public this morning. Guys, of course, the big news making, I guess, headlines around the world is The reunion of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Bennifer is back, guys.
Yes.
Who spotted would've thought? Together in Montana. They've gone on a holiday. Now, these two were engaged back in 2003.
Mm.
Long time. Almost 18 years ago, these guys were in love together.
Yeah.
Hoping to plan a future. I actually do think J-Lo's doing this as a publicity stunt. But, look, there is a glimmer of hope in there. I think maybe it's true love.
It could be.
I hope so.
What we thought we'd do this morning, 18 years, obviously massive amount of time to be apart. But how did you get back with the ex and how long was it? Or did you get back with the ex?
Yeah, we're after the stories where it's been a long time because you sometimes hear them and you go, wow, that's, how did you, like, that person come back into your life? What
sometimes
happened there?
Sometimes timing's just wrong. Well, you know what I mean? True. And people, you know, you need 6 years apart or in Bennifer's case, 17. And maybe they're just in the right place now.
You know what, though? When you break up with somebody, it is very hard to find that initial spark again.
Mm.
Like, once it's done, it's kind of done, I
think. True love finds a way.
Well, that's the thing. I think for some people it happens. Like, there's
God, that makes me sick.
A long stretch of time, though. A long stretch of time, and sometimes things sort of realign and you're actually better for each other at that age.
Mm.
All right, well, taking your calls after this. The longest time apart and then the reunion happened, we'll give you a bottle of wine. How long were you apart from the ex for? Did you get back together?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Bennifer are back together. Yeah, after nearly 18 years apart, Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck finally reuniting, hopefully. I mean, everyone's kind of assuming that they are together. They were pictured on holidays together. So, you know, let's all just draw some conclusions,
shall we?
Of course,
that's what we do, isn't it?
Isn't it sad that man and woman just might be friends going for a little weekend getaway in separate rooms?
They were engaged.
As you.
You never know.
Not those two. Come on. You know the history.
Really hard to get with somebody again. Like, you can't, not many, there aren't many cases out there, especially with celebrity relationships where, like, getting back together works out. It never happens.
Well,
they
actually,
they burn themselves bloody hard.
Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, perfect example of a couple that get together, break up, get together, break up, and they're still going strong.
13:09 this morning, did you break up with the ex and then get back together? And for how long were you separated? We put this up on Facebook yesterday. Now, I'm going to say this, guys.
Yeah.
100% of the feedback here is hell no. I'd like to read some of the comments. Matt says, well, you don't put a poo back in your bum after going to the toilet, do you now?
That's a bit rough.
A lot of toilet-based jokes here, actually. Well, taking your calls, we do have one here this morning. Paula, hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Hey, good, Paula. Now, did you break up with your ex? How long were you apart, and did you get back together?
Sorry, Paula, your phone's a bit dodgy.
Sorry, after 53 years, we're back together.
53?
No way.
Okay, tell us the story. Did you get together when you were 18, break up and at school?
No,
and then
it was younger than that, heaps younger than that.
Oh, tell us.
Great story, terrible phone line. I've got to kill it off, guys.
Well, we can't hear you.
53 years apart. I mean, look, I guess that'd kind of be like a new relationship. You're forgetting about each other's
No, so obviously she said younger than that, so obviously they're under 18, met, and then probably got married, had families, and then have met down the track.
Yeah, so they used to write letters to each other in school, and they used to date, but they got in trouble, and then their parents made them separate, and they've only just come back together, and he's actually coming from Western Australia in a couple of weeks to rekindle the love.
Oh, so they've, like, reconnected online.
Yes.
Oh,
I hope her
God.
Heart doesn't get broken.
Oh, my
God. I don't think it is.
Because, like, that's...
Love stories like that don't happen.
Yes, they do.
Nah, I reckon he's scamming her.
He's not scamming her.
That's, like, a big life change. 53 years, he's moving across the country without seeing her again.
It happens.
They've just been writing letters. Look, it's very sweet. It's like Australia's version of the notebook.
How romantic.
But I don't know if it exists.
You reckon it's...
You're just scorned. You're a scorned lover.
Paula, you're a lovely woman and I sincerely hope that it works out for you because you know what? It sounds beautiful. but I guess I am scorned.
You're very skeptical, Maddie, Therese. Over there.
Hey, Therese.
Yes.
How are you?
So,
good, how are you?
Good. Did you get back with the ex after a really long time?
Yeah, so my partner and I used to date back in 2001 in Sydney.
Yeah.
And we only broke up because he moved to Newcastle and I wasn't going to follow him.
Not far to go.
No, I know, but when you're 25 or 26, it's like, yeah, nah, not happening. And then we got back together again a couple of years ago and I moved to Newcastle with my two teenage boys in January and we're building a house together.
Just took you 20 years to come around to the idea of living in Newcastle, Therese.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, do you regret not moving sooner?
No, I don't think we would have worked back when we were younger. We just lived and wanted different things. And I think our lives took the paths that they took and we're meant to be where we're meant to be now.
Hey, Therese, question for you. Was, like, moving to Newcastle really the main nail in the coffin to the original relationship?
Yeah, I come from a really close-knit family and my whole entire family and friends circle is in Sydney, and it still is. I have no one here now.
Isn't it funny, when you're in a relationship, you think to yourself, man, I want to spend my life with this person, but you introduce a two-hour trip into the mix. No, sorry.
it was worse. It wasn't even Newcastle. It was Singleton, so...
Oh, you know what? What a great story.
Yeah,
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, we're pretty stoked.
And welcome to Newcastle. It's a beautiful place.
You'll make friends here. You will.
Yeah, I hope so. We've only been here a couple of months, and everyone seems really nice and stuff, but it could be hard when you work from home, so you don't have the ability to create that social network.
Whereabouts are you living?
At the moment, we're living in Charlestown, but we're building a house at Cameron Park.
Oh, good stuff. Well, hey, well, look, thank you for listening to us.
And you get
into
a
town.
Bottle of wine.
We're going to give you and your man a nice bottle of red, okay? Open the new FM cellars. No worries.
That's it. Open them up. What a great story.
I hope you believe in love again, Maddie. Like, you've just heard two beautiful stories there.
Yeah.
Maddie's still not convinced on the 53-year-old.
I'm looking out for Paula. She's a lovely woman. I really hope this guy comes through for her and isn't pulling her leg. Please let us know, Paula. I'm genuinely interested. And if he does come, I'll send you on a date together.
Okay.
We'll send you out to dinner because I'm such a cynic and I'll feel terrible. But if you do reunite, hook us up and call producer Jackson. We'll hook you guys up.
How about that? That's awesome. Guys, Love It All Though that is up next. And look, yesterday we were discussing how pods were coming to an end, which is this...
Oh, the delicious treat, not the ear pods. We're talking about the food pods.
Yeah, the pods. Look, I've got more of...
Jade's
I want to talk...
off-brand AirPods, ear pods.
Look, I want to talk about another snack up next. It's a bit of a retro one, but they've come back.
Good.
Right. Jay does buy her earpods from Big W.
I do. Earpods.
Earpods. They go in your ears.
Oh. New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Right. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it.
You know what?
Put the microphones on.
Because
lights.
It was time to put the microphones on. Sorry, Creeper.
That's all right. Yeah, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. And I wanted to do a bit of a retro throwback to TV snacks. Do you remember that?
I love TV snacks.
Okay, love it or load there.
3, 2, 1, go!
I love TV snacks.
What about yours, Maddie?
The actual brand TV snacks.
They're amazing. Even the no brands are good.
You know what? They were good, but then pods came along. Like, the TV snacks,
no,
not good anymore.
I still buy TV
actually
snacks.
Actually, loathe it.
It's very retro, old school food, but they've done this collaboration. It's just come out now.
Yeah.
So, you know how TV snacks are sort of... They're all different shapes. Now they're doing round ones and a collaboration with Krispy Kreme. So they're Krispy Kreme. They've got like the sprinkles ones, glazed ones, all these different flavors based around Krispy Kreme.
Oh, I don't know about that. that sort of worries me. I'm not very adventurous with my food. Peanut butter and jam
is already too much.
No,
for you.
Well, that's probably my limit.
Of mixing two different things.
I'm not a big food mixer.
So the original ones were just like chocolate with biscuits.
The
like
malt sticks. Yeah. Oh, I love malt sticks.
I think this is pretty cool.
TV snacks on ice cream.
Coming back, I guess.
So good. Crumble them.
You know what? I wouldn't buy TV snacks, but if they're offered, I'd eat them and enjoy them. But it's not something that I guess I would shop
you
for.
You don't actually buy a lot of snack foods. You just eat big portion size takeaways. But you'd rarely have ice cream or chocolate in your home.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
I know. I'm just saying.
This because she's always snooping through your cupboards.
I have a key to your home.
Even when Maddie's not there, Jade's going, "What's Maddie got for food? More menu logs."
Well, she snooped through my bathroom once. I'm sure she snooped through my pantry as well.
That's just a certainty. That's just fact. When you're asleep, she's there snooping.
Actually, at your party, I don't know whose they were, the little mini Snickers. So they're your housemates. Because I was eating them.
They're all gone now because of that.
You have a hide, really. I would never go into your house and just open your fridge and start eating things.
It's a compliment because I feel comfortable.
Can I have my... let's move on. She's wrapping me up. Give my key back, please.
I don't want you
to have my house key anymore.
I don't have it on me.
We're going to unpack that later. I don't know why you have it.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Regular sleep supports a healthy future. For the best night's sleep, talk to the experts at Domain Bedding, Maitland and Katara. New FM's Celebrity Beds.
Guys, what a prize. 12K Tempur bedding package, all thanks to Domain, Katara and Maitland. This is massive, guys. If you think you need a new bed, want to revamp your bedroom, you need to get involved with this. It's very simple. We've stuffed a celebrity under the blankets here inside this bed here in the studio. All you've got to do is identify this celeb on 13 10 09.
Yeah, give us a call.
If people are sharing more, then the world will be a more open place where people can understand what's going on with the people around them. And that's really what we want to get towards.
Should we give a clue?
I think we should give a clue.
If you want to play, the lines are now open. 13 10 09. This man owns a social network platform.
Oh, good clue.
Good clue. 13 10 09, if you want to win yourself a $12,000 betting package.
Should we listen to it one more time?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
If people are sharing more, then the world will be a more open place where people can understand what's going on with the people around them. And that's really what we want to get towards.
All right, we do have a caller on the line. $12,000. If you get through and you pick the celebrity under the dinner, you get a ticket to the all-important major draw, guys.
All righty, we're going to Joe. Howdy.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, hello, thanks for joining us. Where are you calling from?
I'm just near John Hunter Hospital at the moment. I have an appointment.
Oh, I hope it all goes well for you.
Thank you.
That's okay. So let's see if we can get you in the draw for this amazing $12,000 package. Who do you think it is?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Correct. You're in the draw.
Well done.
Just like that. Good job there. Congratulations. Now, the big draw is happening very soon. There's still another week to go, and then the major draw next weekend. Regular sleep supports a healthy future. For the best night's sleep, talk to the experts at Domain Bedding, Maitland and Katara, guys.
Guys, I am almost, big news, almost finished my marriage celebrant course. Yay!
Congratulations in advance.
Oh, thanks. I'm the only one who's super excited about it here.
You know what? It's because you take on so many different things. When you finish shirt, I'll be happy for you.
Thanks. But I'm almost there, and I'm at the point now where I've got to start filming some of my mock ceremonies. So film them and send them to my teacher, and obviously they critique me and make sure I pass. I've got everything right. So I'm looking for volunteers to help me out with this. And you guys, being the friends that you are, have said, yeah, you'll help me out with my mock ceremonies, but We sort of need to discuss the roles, the role playing, and what's expected.
Like who's marrying who?
Who's marrying who?
Right. Okay.
So we're gonna get into that after this.
We'll decide it all.
You know what we should do here?
Yeah.
Let's secretly like write on bits of paper who we'd like to marry in the team, and then we'll reveal them.
That's a good idea.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Jackson, producer Jackson, you're in this too.
Okay, fantastic.
All right, so we'll all, during this song, write down the name of the person we want to marry on the team.
Okay.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Jade is becoming a wedding celebrant, guys.
And I have so much going on with this wedding, and
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready? You kidding? I was born ready.
Yeah, super excited. I'm almost finished my course to become a marriage celebrant. I'm so close, I can taste
it. So you've got to do like mock wedding ceremonies as part of your course. Now you've enlisted your fellow team members here. So
yes.
You're going to do some mock marriages amongst the team. Now what we've done is we've all written on a single piece of paper who we would like to marry on the team. Now, nobody knows who's written who.
Yeah.
So then you can decide which people you'd like to pair up.
Okay.
For your first ceremony.
This isn't going to get
awkward.
I hate
giving you the power.
What do you
awkward
mean?
Awkward. A fake wedding. So awkward.
Yeah.
Not really. It's just, you just stand there, say some stuff, and then Jade gets her ticket.
Can we marry animals as well?
No.
But you wanted to
redo yours then, Maddie.
Well, technically, yes, it
just wouldn't be legal. It'd just be like a life ceremony that
you commit.
You know what?
No,
that sounded really weird. Can you marry animals? I didn't mean it like that.
No, not in a.
You said it, man.
In a that way, but you can, love your animal.
The recording of that audio is there forever now.
Commit to care and love and cherish. Anyway.
Can you marry animal?
Anyway, you've got the results here.
Here we go. So I'm opening up the first bit of paper. And Jackson Brunner has said, this is awkward, it's a love triangle. He would like to marry Matty.
Oh, thank you.
Aww.
It just makes sense, right? I didn't want to make Creevo feel uncomfortable having to kiss my soft, beautiful lips. So, I mean.
Fair enough.
Me and Matty both like guys, so whatever.
It'll be easy.
All right, let's go to the first one. Are you happy with that, Matty?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, you're going bashful?
Who are you opening now?
Okay, so I think I'm opening. Creevo wants to marry Natty.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Really? Why?
Oh, I just thought, Jackson is already married, so you haven't had a go yet.
Oh, my God.
Like, at least
you
get the opportunity to get married.
Do
now,
the
this is going to be really awkward, Matty, if you say you want to marry yourself. Okay, so here we go. Matty wants to marry Jackson.
Oh, it's happening.
You're only Creevo, human, mate.
Right. Sorry, Creevo.
Oh, that makes sense as well, I didn't think of the whole gay thing. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, look. I mean, I wouldn't. Do you know what? I'd marry you. Actually, you'd be okay for, I need some stability in my life. I think you'd balance
me
out.
Okay, can I just say, did you and Matty only really choose each other because you're gay and you didn't want to make Creevo feel awkward?
Well,
so deep down, let's reveal, would either of you want to marry Creevo?
No.
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
No, I would. You're a lover.
Well, you were just saying how you need someone stable. Well, not that you're not, Jackson.
You don't this live with awkward. Me, so do you?
You're the one making it awkward.
Well, you throw garlic bread around the house. I know Creevo's not doing that.
I haven't done that yet. Look, I don't feel awkward about anything.
You know when you're in, some people have two loves in their lives. One that's wow, this is crazy and unpredictable. And this is a safe bet. You're the safe bet, Creevo.
Right, fair enough.
How sweet.
See, it's awkward already, isn't it?
I don't feel
Jackson and I get the first.
Well, you'll be the first
because
you're matched. It's like Tinder. You guys. You guys will be marrying, getting married first in my mock ceremony.
So when are we going to do this? This is the closest I'll ever get to a marriage.
Marriage? Oh, don't say that.
As if,
what
Maddie.
Kind of, Jackson, can we get each other some, like, $2 shop rings?
Yeah, that's fine. And if this is the closest thing you get to a marriage, mate, you are lucky.
Well, I just have to say that there are some role plays. So I do get scenarios. And seeing that you are the first wedding, you can be my couple from India. So I have to do a cultural wedding where I have to have a cultural traditional element for the Indian culture. And there's this really sweet one where I can't pronounce it properly yet. I'm working on it. I'm practicing. But there's this necklace that in tradition culture they put around the neck, and the husband has to tie it around the wife's neck 3 times to symbolize a strong bond for 100 years. It's really romantic.
Do I have to wear a sarong?
Well, we can. We can go shopping and colours and Indian tradition.
Why not?
It's really exciting.
I don't want Jade to fail, so we've got to make this as authentic as possible, okay?
And I'm going to put on a barbecue and stuff. So,
do we have to come to your house?
Yeah, well, it's because it's going to be 8 ceremonies.
What about
8 different weddings?
About if it's going to be, if we're doing the traditional Indian one first, can we get, like, food from Raj's Corner? Is that possible?
We can. We can
do I have to
walk down the Beaumont Street?
guys, I've got one large curry to share.
Hope you like butter chicken.
Half a naan.
Oh, I love their pashmari naan. Anyway, well, I had it last night,
that's
actually.
That's interesting. There you go. Good on you, Jade.
Yeah.
Birthday lotto up next, worth $500 today. All you need is a birthday to play. We pick a month at random, and if your birthday comes out of the birthday ball machines, you win the money. Crevo month, please.
All right. It has come up as October.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, all you need is a birthday to play. Going to our first caller today, 500 big ones. Good, like nearly a week's worth of work.
Yeah,
half a week's
awesome
worth
stuff. It's time to meet Philip. He's from Rutherford, an electricity meter reader, single and looking for love. And his perfect date would be dinner and a walk on the beach. And also makes his own bourbon.
Now there's the clincher. Ooh. Philip, good morning.
How you going?
Yeah, really good. Now, doing electricity meter reading, you'd be quite fit, yeah? Because you just walk all day, don't you?
No, I used to. Now I'm
doing
vehicle house and driving.
Oh, okay. That's all right. So now you're making your own bourbon, you're not walking anymore, you still fit?
Not as fit as I'd like to be.
Do they let you keep the vehicle afterwards, or do you have to?
No, it's the company one.
That's a bummer.
You know what? We're all skipping over the main point here, the most important one, and that is that you make your own bourbon. Tell us about the bourbon that you brew at home.
Stuff that I did from the company, and I just brew it up, saves a bit of money.
Oh, good. Okay. Is it delicious or is it pretty harsh?
No, I haven't had any complaints.
Oh,
good. That's good. Good on you.
You know, you really need to sell yourself more. Yeah, pretty average.
So you are selling it around the Hunter?
No, just...
To your mates.
To your mates.
Yeah, a couple of mates, yeah.
Yeah, good.
All right, we'll send those balls. Jade, the number for $500.
Pulled out for $500 the number 5.
The 9.
Damn. So close. Phil.
Thanks, man. Worth $525 tomorrow. Birthday lotto. That is us done, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah. What is it? It's Wednesday today.
It sure is.
Jeez. It's gone quick, isn't it? First week back.
Yeah.
I think we all hit the wall there like half an hour ago.
Did we? I don't know what you're talking about.
I want you to become mayor and do your 2-day working week policy.
It would be a 3-day weekend. It would only be a 4-day working week.
Oh, okay. That's 105 commercial freeze up next with Jackson.
Yo. I got some Dua Lipa for you.
Good.
Love it.
She's performing at the Brit Icon Awards.
Yeah, did you see her on the red carpet?
Mm.
Looks amazing.
Hot to trot.
What?
Hot to trot.
Oh, I thought you said it's a trop. I was like, is that a new fashion trend? I'm so out of it.
As if you'd be out of it.
Yeah, no, never.
The Biebs as well.
You know, last night I watched his Live from Paris performances.
Oh, absolutely
For his album Justice. Man, he's really stepped up his artistry, Bieber. It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
And Pink, love her.
Yeah, we're Pink as well. Yeah.
Right. I know you hate Justin Bieber, Jackson.
No, he's not that bad.
You go up and down on like a yo-yo on Justin Bieber all the time.
Yeah, because his new music's really great, but there's also a lot of TikToks of him slamming the car door on Hailey Bieber, just forgetting that he has a wife. So, like, I don't know.
Well, does she not have her own door? It's very easy to think, oh, she's getting out her side.
Yeah, she probably's dead, though, with him, I mean.
No, it's not.
She's got a whole album based on it.
Like, that's so romantic.
All right, guys, enjoy your day.
Bye.
UFM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.